Balance of Power coming from the Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio in New York. Well, we thought we had enough on our hands with COVID, and then along came monkeypox, which seems to be spreading, has been declared as an emergency in San Francisco and in New York, with a reported lack of access to vaccines and also lack of access to tests. We turn now to someone who is trying to address this question. He is an immunologist and scientist, Dr. Seth Lederman, chairman and CEO of Tonix Pharmaceuticals. Welcome back, doctor. It's good to have you here. And give us, first of all, the size and the scope of the problem as far as we know it at this point with monkeypox.
Thanks. First of all, it's also been declared a public health emergency by the WHO and by the United States of America. So both globally, nationally, and in the jurisdictions you cited, it's been called a public health emergency. I think globally, there are about 25,000 identified cases. In the United States, about 9,000. But many people fear this is the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, because it takes about 2 or 3 weeks to become symptomatic. There aren't enough tests, and many cases haven't been documented. So it's a big and growing problem.
So as I understand it, it's not typically fatal. There are very few fatalities, as I understand it. But it is, I'm told, very persistent and very uncomfortable, very painful.
Yes, there are two major strains in the world, and we are the outside of Africa right now is the so-called West African strain that is not fatal in adults, but is very dangerous for pregnant women and infants. So in the population that's most affected right now, there have been no fatalities that I'm aware of in the United States. There has been a fatality in Brazil. So it is a danger to people who have other conditions and who are immunocompromised.
So, doctor, we have monkeypox vaccines, although we don't appear to have enough of them. At the same time, I understand that Tonix Pharmaceuticals is working on a new one. Is that right?
That's right. We're working on a new one that we think is an improvement over what we have. There are two approved ones. One is a live virus vaccine called ACAM 2000 that most people are reluctant to use because of side effects. And the other is called Jynneos, which is a non-replicating vaccine. So ours is an improved version of the live virus vaccine that we believe will be better tolerated. When people were vaccinated for smallpox before 1970, monkeypox was kept out of the human population. So our approach is that we think if you have a safe enough live virus vaccine, this might be something that we should go back to. Obviously, we have to show that our vaccine has those characteristics, but it is something that with existing technology, we could put this problem out of our minds.
And where are you in the process?
We are going to be entering human studies in the first quarter of 2023, so about 6 months from now. And we announced a partnership with a medical institute in Kenya, and we're going to be doing the studies there. There is a lot more monkeypox in Africa than in the United States, and we think it's a good solution. The other thing is it's a good deal for Kenya and for us because there's a shortage of vaccine in the United States, and in terms of equity and availability, Kenya is very interested in potentially getting vaccines like the one we're developing.
Where are we on the testing process? We have that challenge in COVID. What about monkeypox?
Well, for Tonix, we've already had a very encouraging study where we vaccinated monkeys and then challenged them with a lethal dose of monkeypox, and all of the monkeys survived and none of them developed any lesions. So we think that our vaccine has the characteristics that you want, which is a long duration of protection and blocking forward transmission. By vaccinating the healthy, immunocompetent people in a population, it's known from real world evidence that you can protect the more vulnerable people. So we think that that's a useful public strategy.
Doctor, let me take a half step back to something you referred to and that I've heard about, and that's the smallpox vaccine. I mean, those of us of a certain age were inoculated, I believe, all of us for smallpox, but that went away. I have children now, they're grown, 27, who were not inoculated for smallpox. Does that make them more vulnerable for monkeypox?
Absolutely. In about 1970, the world declared smallpox eradicated. And people like you and me were vaccinated prior to that, and we are still probably protected against smallpox and monkeypox. That's how good this vaccine is, live virus vaccines, developed by Edward Jenner 220 years ago, the most successful vaccine ever. But it was thought that when smallpox was eradicated, that the risk reward just wasn't there. So we stopped. You could look back on that and call it kind of a kumbaya moment, maybe too much optimism. The United States stopped. Some other countries did not stop. And there's concern that countries that didn't stop may be countries that either fear or are developing smallpox in some kind of a weaponized form. But we think that the way, since the technology exists to protect people against smallpox and monkeypox, the same vaccine protects against either, that that's something that could be deployed. And by the way, as far as I know, no one that has contracted monkeypox had been prior vaccinated with the vaccines that you and I got.
So does that suggest that in success, actually, we may be going back to a world where we all, those of us who have been inoculated for smallpox, all the people who weren't, now are going to have to get inoculated?
Well, we think that would be a good plan if we can show that a next generation smallpox and monkeypox vaccine has better tolerability than the one that we currently have. The one that we currently have is viewed as having too many side effects to go back to universal vaccination. But I will remind you, not everyone, people with weakened immune systems, pregnant women, infants, cannot get the old vaccine.
It's fascinating. This has been terribly helpful. Thank you so much. Always is when you're with us, frankly. Dr. Seth Lederman, he's chairman and CEO of Tonix Pharmaceuticals. That does it for today, and this week for that matter, for Balance of Power.